Hi everyone, today we're reading from John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." Now, John 17, this whole passage, we only read the first five verses, but this whole passage is called the High Priestly Prayer. That's the heading you'll see in your Bible, most likely. And it's called this because Jesus is praying like a high priest would. He prays for himself, which is what he does in this passage. He prays for his disciples. He prays for people of this world. Right? He's interceding as the high priest does. That's Jesus as our great high priest, as it's talked about in Hebrews. Now, Jesus here, he first starts with praying for himself, and he essentially prays for God to glorify him. He says, as in verse 1, you know, "Father, glorify your Son." Right? And then verse 5, "Father, glorify me in your own presence." Jesus is asking God to glorify him. Now, we talked about this before, but it's been a while. But when we glorify something, when something is glorified, it's a kind of a theological term. So it's important to understand in a more basic language for ourselves here, is that when we glorify something, we're making something a good thing. It's a good thing. Being glorified is a good thing for whatever that thing is, right? And so a term we would use, if you're glorifying a movie, with our words, then we're making that movie sound like or seem like a good thing. It's making it sound like a good movie. A term that we hear about movies themselves is that, oh, this movie glorifies violence. That means that movie makes violence seem appealing. It seems like a good thing or a fun thing or whatever, right? Now, it's a lot deeper than that, but that's kind of like we're just getting an understanding of what this means then. And so Jesus, when he's asking God to glorify him, he's in a sense saying, make me seem as good, or make me be as good, as glorified, as onto the level of you, God. And we note here that Jesus says in verse 5, "Glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." What Jesus is kind of saying here is like, make me like you, God, like I was, as I am God, because I was there before the world existed. Now, Jesus praying this here is kind of tying up a lot of things that's been mentioned in the Gospel of John, because multiple times throughout this Gospel, it's said that, oh, Jesus had not yet been glorified. His glory had not yet come, right? And so here it's Jesus finally asking for God, glorify me. This, the hour has come. That's what he says in verse 1, glorify me. And that makes sense, because Jesus is God. But what's strange about this is, what Jesus is asking for is not just that he would be on the level of God again, or whatever that looks like, but Jesus, in a sense, is welcoming the cross, the suffering, the persecution that's about to happen. Jesus was about to go die on a cross, one of the most shameful and disgusting things to witness or to ever happen. But that's strange then, because like, how is that glory? How does that seem like a good thing? But what's important to remember is what Jesus' death and resurrection would accomplish. Jesus' sacrifice would defeat sin and death. It would take down sin. It would bring victory, ultimate victory, to God's kingdom. And this is the glory of God being displayed to the world. God would be glorified because people would see that God is greater than all things and everything, than the kingdoms of this world. And this is what Jesus is asking for. Glorify your Son. Glorify me. Make me a good thing to your level, to your greatness, to the level of God's greatness. And do that through my death and my resurrection. But it's not just about like, it's ultimately about Jesus being glorified, about being the king of the world, being glorified, being shown as the king of the world, being the creator God himself. But what's intertwined in here in verse 2 and 3 is that as Jesus does this, as Jesus is glorified, he'll give us eternal life. He'll give eternal life to all whom God has given him. And this eternal life is not just like a ticket to heaven. It's not just a place where like everything is great. But eternal life, Jesus defines it. This is eternal life, that they know you, God, the only true God, and they know Jesus Christ whom you have sent. This is what happens as Jesus is glorified. As he takes his throne, as he becomes king, as he goes to the cross and is resurrected, we can have eternal life. But Jesus prays for this. He starts with prayer here and he asks, God, glorify me. And that's a crazy thing to ask, right? To ask to make me king of the world. But only Jesus could ask for that. But only Jesus would also ask to die on this cross and then be resurrected. And what we receive from that is eternal life. And so in that same heart, let's pray for Jesus to be glorified in our lives, that people will see Jesus as king, Jesus as Lord, that he has all authority. And let's pray that people could see. Let's pray that we'll experience and people will see the eternal life that we have, that we know God, that we know Jesus. We know the joy and the hope and all that we have in Jesus. Let's start with prayer. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you have been glorified. We thank you that you have ascended. You have taken your throne, that you are king, you are Lord. And we thank you that that happened because you sacrificed on that cross. And you did that for our sins. You did that so that we could be part of your kingdom. With that, Jesus, be glorified in us. May we display your glory to the world. May we know and experience eternal life. And we know the Father and know you, Jesus, intimately and personally. And may that be so evident in our lives. Bless us, God. Move in us, Lord. In your name.